USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison with a big announcement Wednesday afternoon.
I filed an amended complaint. It charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree for the death of George Floyd.
Ellison also saying the other three former police officers who were there when George Floyd died were also charged with felony aiding and abetting second-degree murder. The Senate Commerce Committee is hearing from industry leaders about the impact COVID-19 has had on transportation and critical infrastructure. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Chairman Roger Wicker discusses specific ways the transportation sector has helped during the pandemic.
The pandemic has underscored the importance of our transportation network in moving goods and people safely and efficiently.
The Mississippi Republican speaking on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another economic report shows the toll the pandemic's done on the job market. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Private sector employers still cutting loose more than 2.5 million more workers as the coronavirus pandemic digs deeper into the U.S. economy. On Tuesday morning, the ADP private payrolls jobs report was released, and it shows 2.76 million more workers having lost their jobs in May. That follows 19.6 million job losses in April, the worst in that survey's history. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs last month, and around 719,000 construction workers were let go. The government's full jobs report comes out on Friday.
During a discussion with the German Marshall Fund, Dr. Deborah Birx, coronavirus task force coordinator, is cautioning people not to get lulled into a false sense of security this summer, since the virus could still have a strong presence throughout the season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump says the Republican convention will not be held in North Carolina in August, and it will have to be held in another state because of social distancing restrictions ordered by the state's Democratic governor. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine on the GOP convention being moved.
These mass gatherings are kind of the last things to come together, and a mass gathering inside is frankly the thing that would scare us the most simply about the spread of the virus. The virus is still very, very much here. So, I don't know where we will be, several months from now, but, this would not be something that, we think that we would volunteer to do. But these mass gatherings are just a real problem, particularly those that are inside. The virus is still here. We have flattened the curve. Our hospital admissions is something we look at every single day. Our not number. These numbers are fairly flat, but they're not going down. So we've reached a plateau. So we're opening up Ohio. We're basically all open. And we think we can do two things at once. We can protect community, but also at the same time, we have to move forward economically.
DeWine speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.